I don't know what it is with time today. It seems to be going odd. Vera Calder and Linda, they were stumped. Finished their slideshow way in ahead of time. Me? I may go really long today. But doesn't it seem like we just started? Those are other patterns, the old time patterns. They start slipping away. Nothing like good friends and good music. And pretty good coffee. I miss some things about being human, but I can sense them or experience them through Calder and through you. I miss, yes, a good cup of coffee. I miss a good meal of rolled oats, honey, and nuts. Just enough to make me salivate right now. Actually, I think the thing I miss most, truly, of anything, is human laughter. I think I miss that the most. I worked with other channelers, other groups. There wasn't a lot of laughter. And when I did my antics to try to get some laughter, they left. Well, they thought they're in that spiritual pattern. Everything having to be a certain way. So now we come to the point where I was trying to get to today. All these patterns that have been set up, the ways of doing things, the ways the body lives and dies, the way the mind thinks, all those change. The patterns, the personal patterns, having to work hard or stress for things. Oh, they get so ingrained. Damn. Really ingrained. And you know what happens? When the human tries to battle those, when the human tries to fight those, they actually get more ingrained. Isn't that odd? They actually get more ingrained. It's the very damn thing you were trying not to do, and now you're doing it even more. Because there's a mental energy focus on it that keeps old patterns linear and local. It keeps the patterns ingrained. When you try to fight these things in your mind, you try to fight aging, for instance, I'm going to be younger, or I'm going to feel better. You try. I never liked affirmations. I nearly got run out of Sedona about 8 years ago for saying that, but some people are starting to realize why. All you're doing is affirming the imbalance, affirming the very thing that you didn't like, and it's going to stay there. So what to do? What to do? It's to do exactly what we're doing now. Have some laughs. Drink some coffee. And allow energy to serve you. Remember how we started today? Ad lib, wasn't rehearsed, wasn't even discussed. Nobody knew what was coming. Where's my coffee? Allowing that energy to serve you. I hope that made an impression on you. And the resistance to just letting the energy serve you. And it will, if you allow. Allowing, in this case, is a quantum shift. Perhaps that's an overused term, quantum, but non-linear, non-predictable shift. Breaking out of old patterns, and old patterns of the body, old patterns of work habits, and you can't fight them, but we can allow them. You see, the reason why allowing works is because those patterns were in an unnatural state of energy. It was almost like clay that was put into the hands of the potter and it went to be a pot, a vase, or a vase. And that's fine, it's beautiful, but ultimately it's unnatural for it to stay that way forever. That's why things break. Things deteriorate. They go back to their natural state. The patterns, the pottery, it was beautiful for a while, but wasn't meant to be that way forever. Your patterns, whether self-created or created by mass consciousness, created by a thousand lifetimes, were never meant to stay forever. The Master realizes it's time to allow the shifting of energies. It's time to get out of the way and allow, truly allow, not just talk about allowing, but allow quantum meaning off the charts. A thousand lifetimes of patterns now changing. A bit frightening to the human, but to the Master, it's exquisite. Exquisite. A thousand lifetimes of creating vases. And now we go on to something totally different. This is where it's about allowing and allowing the energies to serve you. Allowing that coffee to be delivered into your hands. Looking at what's in your life, that things that maybe you don't like, things that you're ready to get over, but they're still there. Why? This is where you allow yourself to hear the answer. Why? It's still there. Why the need for suffering or stress? Why the bad relationships? Why the lack of clarity? It's there because somehow it's still serving you. And it's so ready to change. So willing to change when you allow. None of this is really that difficult or that hard. There's not great big secrets to any of this. It's strange that actually to truly facilitate a change, a shift, going out of patterns, it's actually the antithesis of what you may have thought. It's not working hard at it. It's not figuring out a secret. It is just damn allowing. Into a natural state, into a natural evolution. There's kind of, say, an energy movement out of pattern that occurs. An energy movement that brings the light into your body, that brings your body, you could say, into the body of consciousness. It's a natural movement. It's a graceful movement. Feel it for a moment compared with, well, feel that graceful movement for a moment that brings that light into the body. It integrates into the body of consciousness. Feel that graceful movement, expansive, free movement of energy. Compared to thinking about it, trying to mentally effort it, trying to make it happen, will it to happen. Feel the energy difference between these two. Trying to mentally will something versus allowing it. Big difference, isn't there? I know some of you think, well, allow, shouldn't I be doing something? No. No. That's why we created Marabs. No. Just breathe it in. Some of you are thinking, well, shouldn't we be like chanting something right now? No. What you can do right now is listen to the music. Or you could take a nap even. Well, we're here in this consciousness. A desire and a consciousness of saying, let's release the old patterns of 1,000 lifetimes. Let's allow these to go back to the natural state. And then just let it happen. That's the simplicity, I guess you would say, the simplicity of the Master. And then a beautiful thing happens. And suddenly, I am here. I am here out of patterns. I am here in my light. Wow. Wish I'd have known it was this easy. Yeah, I am here in my light. My light that is my body. My light that is my knowingness. Light that comes into my dreams at night. My light that comes into my awareness at every waking moment. I am here in my light. And then you are. Changes you're going through right now are epic, truly epic, in the body, in the mind, and these are not changes you can think your way into. You cannot mentally try to chart these changes. You cannot try to make these changes. It's beyond the mind's capability. Beyond what the mind would consider to be possible. Changes come in every way. they come to the change of your senses, your ways of perceiving reality. We've been talking about that for a while, your senses. Senses are a way you perceive reality, but there's something else happening with all this right now. Not just the change of senses. Well, that's big, that's huge. What's happening right now is the change in you and the way you create. That was a pattern that was so ingrained, how you create. How you create. In limited ways, in small incremental ways. But all that changes. And I wanted to wait till this part of our day to even talk about that. I've talked and will continue to talk about senses, the way you perceive reality. But I want you to feel for a moment the patterns that you've had, how you create. Create your reality, create your energy flow, create anything, happiness. How you create. Isn't that the thing above and beyond all that was the most suppressed, the most limited, the biggest pattern of all? Small creations, oftentimes colorless creations, unfulfilling creations, frustrating creations, oftentimes, with very few what I would call breakthrough creations. The I Am is a creator. At your core, in your heart, you are a creator. What's the biggest pattern of all? It's a limitation of what is your true self. What is your, what you could say, your birthright, your being right, right of beingness. That's what was patterned. That's what was held back. That's the core of the answer to every question that came up today, of every discussion. Where's the creator that I am? That's the pattern that we shift today in our allowing. Everything else today was almost a distraction. So we could get right here. Quantum change in how you create. Right, the old way that you were creating isn't going to work anymore. You've discovered that recently. That old way is not going to work anymore. Let's allow the shift right here, right now. Just allow it. Don't think about it. Don't stress on it. Don't even focus on it. Just allow it. A quantum, multi-cosmic, amazing, expansive change of a very old pattern. Let's break through in the way you create. My God, it had to have been getting really old and boring, frustrating, unmasterly. Take a deep breath and allow the way of the free creator. You don't have to do a thing other than just take a deep breath and allow. That creates a consciousness that brings in the light, that attracts the energy, that changes, and that frees, that opens you up. Damn, it had to be really, really difficult. Being not the creator, or being the limited creator. Good deep breath, my dear friends. Good deep breath. Your body might ache a little bit, and your head might, you feel you're having these internal struggles in the mind. You may feel absolutely disoriented. You may feel so off base at times, and that's where you take a deep breath and allow and realize what you're going through should have taken 179 years, and you're doing it in a few short years. You're going from being normal, being mainstream, to being different, to being absolutely unique. Yes, so let's take a good deep breath for that. And when you get a little fearful and tearful, you take a deep breath and remember, all is well in all of creation. With that, I'd like to be with my dear friends. Thank you.